Welcome to the Gamers Inn. Come on in, pull up a chair next to the fire. It looks like you've had a long journey. I'm your host, Jocelyn, and joining me, as always, is my co-host, Ryan. And this is take two of episode 57. Apparently, Twitch autoplays. And so we had an infinite echo thing going on, but we fixed it. More like I fixed it because I was doing my dumb blonde thing and had the stream going at the same time. So, sorry, guys.
It's not your fault. I figured I'd create a cool little put the chat in the live page, but turn autoplay off, and then all of a sudden it still played, and then it was fine for me because I just paused it. But I realized because of the tech setup we have, Jocelyn's audio is just like, oh, something's playing in the background. We should feed it to the next feed. Oh, it's playing again. Feed it, and then it's just infinite loop.
Over and over and over, and I'm like, I can hear myself 20 times right now. What the hell is happening?
Yeah, I was wondering why you were like
Turn me
going
off all
quiet.
of it. Did you see my face? Oh no, you can't see my face.
Oh,
My face is hilarious.
I just assumed it was like, ah.
Something like that. From that movie that I've never seen from the 90s.
You've never seen Home Alone? I
No.
can't believe that you have to wait a whole Christmas to see that. Well, I think they all take place on Christmas.
Yeah. So, anyways, this is episode 57 of the Gamers Inn here live on Amove TV. So, what have you been playing, Ryan?
Oh man. More like, what have I not been playing? Because I figured today, rather than go on and on about how much I love Assassin's Creed, we talk about some glitches, man. Because open world games have glitches.
That is true. So,
Can you feel me?
but you are loving Assassin's Creed 3 though, because I know last week you were a little bit iffy.
I stand my ground and say I'm still cautiously liking it. I've hit a
Cautiously optimistic for the future.
Yeah, I hear it just falls apart at the end. So I mean, I will check back in when I get to the end. But I'm in a point where the story where some character interactions that I didn't think would happen are actually happening. But then again, I don't see things coming a mile away. Like when I on our Halo show when I said, "Oh, I totally didn't see that happen." It's like, yeah, it was gonna happen a mile away. So if you ever do get around to Assassin's Creed 3, you'll be like, "Yeah, I saw that coming." It's like, well.
I see. So it's one of those.
Yeah, probably.
So, what glitches?
What
Tell me.
glitches? Okay, well, do you want the good glitch? The cool glitch? The funny glitch? Or do you want the, ugh, I have to reset my console glitch?
Ooh, tell me the reset the console glitch, because then
Okay.
we can wrap it up with something funny and cool.
Yeah, exactly. So this one takes place in, I thought it was Assassin's Creed 3, but it's actually Brotherhood. But it's just, it was so frustrating that I had to bring it up because my next story is about Assassin's Creed 3. But anyways, in Brotherhood, the whole point of the Assassin's Creed game is to run, right? The free running in that game is one of the biggest features. And in Brotherhood and in 2 for that matter, you're running along these rooftops in Rome. And I'm running along a rooftop and it's sort of the problem with Assassin's Creed is that when you're free running, you don't really have control of where your character goes. So sometimes, about 50% of the time, you'll run in a straight line, you'll go exactly where you need to go. Other times, he'll just beeline left and jump off the building and kill himself. But that's not the glitch. This is what happened. I'm
Okay.
running along. That does happen. That's just annoying. But I'm running along these rooftops and I'm about to jump down onto a ledge. And as I jump down onto the ledge, I lose my footing as if I've been shot and I start to fall, but I fall into a tree. And then all of a sudden, my character's like infinite falling against the tree and he's stuck there. No matter what I do, I cannot get him unstuck.
Is there
So.
like, okay, because something similar to this happened to me in Warcraft, and so I cut the corner in one of those like hallways in Orgrimmar too tight, and I
Oh.
got stuck in a torch. So I was like losing like 25 health, but then my regen was high enough that I was gaining it right back again. So I was just never gonna die, but I was stuck. And my pet was like in the hallway looking at me funny and stuff, because I'm a hunter.
Right.
So my pet's just standing there. People are running by, like, what the hell? And I'm sitting there going, spacebar, 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 like trying to jump out. And I'm like moving my view all around, and it wasn't working. And then so finally, I don't even know how it happened or what happened, but I finally got unstuck. But literally, it was 15 minutes. We were supposed to be running a dungeon, and I'm like, guys, I'm really sorry. I'm on my way. I'm just stuck in a torch. what? And then so Warcrusher actually sent me a message. He's like, you know, you can just write like slash stuck or unstick or something, and it'll like like pop you out. I was like, if I'd known that, I wouldn't have spent 15 minutes looking like an idiot in the middle of the biggest horde city on the continent. But thank you.
Yeah. Now your character just has third degree burns and feels
exactly
stupid. Yeah, there unfortunately is no unstuck button besides the fact that I had to get up off the couch and push the power button.
So you had to get unstuck then.
Yeah, I was in there good, and I had to get up. I was none too pleased. And I mean, like, that's not even a hard lock. I mean, with Assassin's Creed 3, I've actually wasn't able to turn it off with the controller. I had to get up and unplug the console because occasionally it would freeze.
Nice.
So, and again, these are open world games, and those aren't the glitches that you talk about at the water cooler without swearing. The ones you talk about at the water cooler that are just hilarious are the little weird like things that happen. So I'm having in Assassin's Creed 3, you have what's called the homestead, and that's basically like your homeland. So in Assassin's Creed 2, you had a mansion. In Brotherhood, you had a city. Same with Revelations, you kind of managed your city. In Assassin's Creed 3, you manage your own little. It's a city, but you kind of see it evolve over time, and it's on the frontier, right? So it's there's not a lot of buildings, just like the little houses and shacks. So you have these characters on the homestead, and there's a husband and wife, and I'm having a conversation with the husband and wife about something stupid, like their baby or something, and in the background I see the wife walk by. And she's just like, oh, hey, Connor, how's it going? And I'm having a conversation with her and her husband. And there's like a duplicate in the background walking around, like a script, like you're having the conversation, but they set the conversation in the real world, I guess, rather than putting it in a sandbox.
Yeah.
And the sandbox characters are just still walking around in the background.
Nice.
I suppose that could be a glitch in the Animus, but I saw that and it just reminded me of I think it's a Simpsons gag where they're talking about bad animation and you see Homer walk around in the background. Exact same thing happened.
Nice. Speaking of Simpsons, that's actually one of the things that I've been playing, and I've been playing it now for probably about a month. It is my grand iOS mobile gaming experiment. Mm-hmm. I am playing Tapped Out, which is the Simpsons iOS game, on my was 3GS, now iPhone 5. And my experiment is I want to see how long I can actually play one of these free-to-play games before I buy their currency. And, well, I don't actually buy their currency. I just stop playing the game. But I wanted to see how fun it stays. And I'm still playing it. So that's good. But it's repetitive as hell. And I'm only, like, level... Like, I play every day. Like, probably once or twice a day I check it, right? So I go in and, you know, like, I, you know, do my little... collect all my stuff, my money and my XP, and then I forget about it for another 12 hours.
Right.
Which is not the best way to grind XP. They want you to sit there and get the 1 XP every 45 seconds or whatever kind of thing, and just sit there and do this every 45 seconds, which... So... I know you can't see me, but, yeah, anyways.
I just assumed
it was hilarious. So anyways, every 45 seconds, you're supposed to get like 1 XP. I don't. I just like do it once every, you know, once when I wake up, before I go to bed. So everything cool is donuts, which is the currency in the Simpson game, is donuts.
Right? Yeah, man. Of totally course. Donuts. Is that what the so kids are saying these days?
Yeah, everything's totally donuts.
Thank you. you carry on.
So... You basically, the whole premise of the game is Homer has exploded Springfield and you have to rebuild it. Mm. But like Frank's lab, who I love him, he's the nerdy scientist guy, but his lab is like 250 donuts. And I'm just like, there's no other way to get it. So shut up. I can see you laughing at me right now. So I'm really upset about this because
but I'm I can't still playing,
see. But I'm not leveling up very quickly and I'm... You know, it's just, it's kind of a crappy game. I'm liking it only because I really like The Simpsons and that universe and all those characters. And it has that kind of sense of humor about itself. Like, it's like, yeah, we know we did this. It's totally a money grab. But we're going to laugh at ourselves while we do it, okay? Okay.
It's one of the top grossing games, right?
Like, I know.
On the store.
And it's because it has the addictive qualities of all these other iOS time management strategy, whatever you want to call them, games. Right. But it's The Simpsons, right? So it's got that, it's very well animated. Like, I mean, it looks great on my iPhone now, and I've tried it on the iPad, and same thing, looks great on the iPad. But it's just like, there's nothing to it. Mm. Nothing at all. Like, and it's just, I don't know, I think I'm done with it. I realized that today. I was just like, you know what? Because I really enjoyed the Christmas stuff, because you could decorate your houses with Christmas lights, and then they produce Santa coins, and you could use Santa coins to do really cool stuff. So I was doing that because you didn't actually have to pay for it. You just had to have these special buildings in your town. So that was no problem. That was fun, and I got cool rewards and everything. But now that's over, and now it's just the base game, and I'm like, oh, this is really, really, really bad. So turns out, the iOS game, without putting any money into it, lasts about a month.
Huh. So I've been trying to get into this game because it's kind of had a resurgence. I played it when it first came out and no one else was playing it, so I quit. And I did the same thing you did. I got to a point where I'm doing the same thing over and over again, and I don't want to pay for donuts to like start getting the good stuff. So
But
now I've been trying to get in. Every time I try to get in, it says I can't connect. Like, I don't know what's going on. It just says you can't connect.
I had that problem, and I think I deleted the game and then reinstalled it, and then it was fine because there was like a patch that it needed to fix that login issue, but it couldn't get far enough into the game to download the patch because it doesn't update the way every other app updates, which is through the Apple Store. It's like when you first load the game, it says like, downloading updates, you know, 1 of 30, and it's so many megabytes. So it doesn't actually do it through the App Store, which is so annoying when you have login issues.
Huh. Well, I will try that, although, you know, I'm not sure I need another.
I don't know if it's really worth it. Like I said, if you're not willing to spend money on it, I mean, it was kind of cool because I have a whole bunch of friends on Origin now because it's an Origin title. And we all know how I feel about Origin.
We all know
I do have some friends on Origin now, which is kind of good for, you know, if I end up resolving my issues with Origin and getting SimCity, which really the only reason I'm even trying to resolve my hatred of Origin is because I want SimCity. So
did you see the beta stuff for SimCity?
Which beta stuff?
There's going to be a beta starting next Friday, I believe, and you can sign up.
Oh, yeah. I signed up for that 2 months ago, I think. When they first announced they were having a beta, there was a login sign-up type page, and you had to send your system specs. And actually, I think I'm going to send them again because now I have a new system, and maybe they won't look at it and go, oh, dear God, she's running Vista. Yeah, don't give it to her.
Have 7. I need to retry that because I saw it pop up again, and I couldn't get it to work the first time. I think it kept saying, and again, another Origin issue where it just kept saying, like, you know, something, something doesn't match something, something, and it just didn't work. And Val misses the live show again.
Yes.
But yeah, Origin sucks. And
yeah, I'm very unhappy with Origin. But anyway, so I played some other stuff this week, too. I had my first ever Call of Duty Black Ops 2 multiplayer session.
COD Blops.
Yes.
Say it, Jocelyn. Say it.
COD Blops.
Thank you. Move on.
So I did it last night. Clark and I played, and because we played for probably about an hour before we recorded our Call of Duty show, and we had decided that we were not going to record another episode without playing multiplayer together. So he recorded it. It's apparently really, really funny because he was just like, he actually stopped halfway through the match and he's like, I don't even care if I get shot 10 times. Like, I have to set up my recording stuff because you playing multiplayer is the funniest thing I've ever heard. So he's gonna cut together a whole bunch of audio, and it's gonna be Jocelyn playing Call of Duty, which should be fun. But man, oh man, when you see your like opponent's kill cam thing after you die, oh man, I died in some hilarious ways. Like some people, you watch the kill cam and you're just like, holy crap, that dude is awesome. Like I don't even know how he knew I was there, and like he had knifed me before I even knew what was going on. Like, sometimes I'm coming around corners, and it's just like, some dude's like, run, 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 whoosh, run, run, run. And I'm like, what?
Oh, people are really good at that game, and I think that's...
I know!
And I can't get into it, because it's too fast-paced for me, and you die so quickly, and people are so good at aiming for the head. Who would have thought?
But then when you, conversely, when you get kills, oh my God, it's exhilarating.
Yeah.
I'm like running around and I was like, shot one dude and I was like, oh my God, Clark, I didn't die. And then I shot another dude. I'm like, I killed two dudes and I didn't die. Boom, dead. I was like, but I got two. I was very excited.
So did you get a kill streak of some sort to get like a ordnance package?
Nope, but in my first match, I got one kill. In my second match, I got two kills. And in my third match, I got six. So I am going up exponentially.
Next so time, you're going to get 12. I can't do math.
I know. Yeah, math is hard. 18. Don't even try. Lots.
Lots of kills.
So, I had a great time. It was really, really fun. And, yeah, like I said, totally exhilarating. And I'm probably going to play a lot more of it because Clark and I were talking on Skype. And then I had everybody in the game muted, so I didn't have to deal with that whole thing. But
12-year-olds. 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Just that whole thing, which is what kept me away from Call of Duty. But I found that playing the multiplayer with someone, even though like it was Clark and he was off doing his own thing, he tried to follow me around for a while, but then he was just like, yeah, no, I can't stay with you. I was like, I don't blame you.
You're gonna get me shot is basically what's going on.
Even though we were on the same team, but he was running around doing his own thing, and I was just like, what are we doing now, guys? What are we doing now? And getting shot all the time. But it was great because I could just sit and talk to him, and it made the whole experience just so much better than just sitting there playing by myself, getting yelled at by 12-year-olds. So I think that's the key to me liking any multiplayer title is play and talk to your friends instead of talking to whoever is randomly in your match. Cause yeah, no good. But there was one, kill cam that I was learning how to jump. Mm-hmm. So I went running up to this, I was following Clark, and I went running up to this building, and he did this, like, jump on boxes thing, and then into a window, and I was like, I could totally do that, and I'm just like, bounce, 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 up on the first box, and dead, and I saw the kill cam, and it's like, this dude, he's just standing there watching me, and you just see me go bounce, 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 and then he just raises his gun, and, like, headshots me, I'm like, oh, man.
Playing online games is learning how to play online games when you're in an actual match is one of the most frustrating. I tried to do that with Natural Selections 2. The reason I'm not going to talk about it is because I still do not know what the hell's going on. I mean, mind you, I only played one match and I like ate somebody's leg, but I still don't know how it works.
You ate somebody's leg?
Well, you and you're the alien. You basically just play this like set of jaws, and this is exactly what it looks like here.
Oh, I saw footage of that.
Yeah, and you just do this, and then when you see a dude, you do this until he dies. But he shoots you usually, and then you die. Uh-huh. And then people are telling you like, noob, what the fuck? What are you doing?
See, I didn't actually have that experience because I didn't even know that there was,
because you had them muted.
No, but I didn't even know there was a type chat thing. Oh. And so right at the beginning, everyone was just like, have fun. And I was like, I will, thank you. And then at the end, everyone was like, GG, GG. And I'm like, StarCraft, I know what that means now.
I was just going to say, were you playing StarCraft or were you playing COD Blops?
No, I was playing COD Blops, which is what was so shocking. Yeah. I was just like, you know what? You guys aren't all bad.
Well, PC players are so sophisticated.
That's true. Well, yes, and that's the other thing, is I was playing on PC, so.
That's why they always shoot to the left, because they only have the monocle. They see right eye.
Nice. I was also playing, speaking of multiplayer things, I was playing more WoW. And so I've been playing a lot more on my own, and like Joel's away on business right now, so I'm all by myself. And so I've been playing more WoW just by myself. And my favorite thing I've discovered is battle pets ever. He's cool. Like, do you want to go quest? I'm like, nah, I'm playing battle pets. It's like a whole entire other game. And now that my pets are getting higher levels, they've got all these really cool abilities. So there was my battle pet story is that there was this one battle pet that I really, really wanted, and it only had like 4 spawn points in the one zone, and that was the only place you could get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I spent hours, literally hours, and I was like running around and I was battling all the other pets, and then I was like killing all the critters because I actually Googled how to make things spawn. Mm-hmm. So now I know the inside track on how to make battle pets spawn. And each zone has like a set number of battle pets at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to basically either kill or battle to in order to take that battle pet out and make a new one spawn. So I battled and killed everything. And, like, hours and hours and hours of this. And I even killed, because it was the tiny Twister. So he's like a little tornado thing. He's so cool. And so there's like big Twister elemental guys. So I killed all them too, just in case. And so finally, so I was just like, you know what? I give up. I'm going to go do some archaeology. So I left the zone and I came back like 5 minutes later after I did my dig site that was just outside. And then I came back and there was like 10 of them. And I was just like, well, maybe not 10. That's an exaggeration because there's only 4 spawn points. But there were 4 of them. So I caught mine and I was all excited. And then so I typed into Guild Chat because I'm part of AIE. So I typed into Guild Chat and I was like, guys, everybody, you have to go to Arathi Highlands right now. Tiny Twister. There's still 3 of them. And then 2 freaking Alliance people showed up and they were level ? So, you know, they're like way high level people. And they came and they stole the Twisters. And I was so mad. And I was just like, this is why I have to play on a PvP server. They probably could have killed me, but I could have made a stand.
So basically what you're saying is, what I've been able to gather is that you're Ash and the Alliance are Gary Oak.
I don't know what that means.
And then later on, you went to the Diamond Plateau to defeat the Elite Four. Is that what you're saying? Just so I'm still... And then Team Rocket came down and did a little song and dance.
Oh, I know Team Rocket!
This. You can't see me. You can see the hands, but... Yeah, oh, Pokemon, come on! You're basically playing Pokemon, Jocelyn.
I am totally playing Pokemon. And I'm
Although, you're playing a better Pokemon because it's online and doesn't involve weird animals that make sounds or, even worse, say their names. Like, how annoying is that?
They just kind of make weird sounds and stuff.
They just go...
Yep.
They all sound like that on the Game Boy.
He's all, like, gray and white and spinny, and then he has, like, purple lightning.
Awesome. Which one's this? This is your Twister, dude?
My tiny Twister, yes, that I now have. I caught it, and then I looked up at Joel, and I was like, life is good. So, he was like, you're so weird.
Did you name it, like they name hurricanes? Like, did you name it, like, Eleanor?
No, I did not.
Or, I'm trying to think of...
I probably should, though. Now I really want to do that.
Do it.
Can you even do that? You can rename your hunter pets. I don't know if you can rename your battle pets, though. I should find out. Gotta go!
You can, but I could be probably wrong, because I'm guessing. 50-50. Yeah,
you're probably wrong. So what else have you been playing?
I've been playing Hotline Miami, which is the soundtrack we had in the pre-show. Killer soundtrack. Awesome soundtrack. It's like it's a weird game. It's an indie title. And...
You and your weird indie titles.
Yeah, it's a weird one. And again, I apologize to everyone listening. It's going to make me sound like a psychopath. Trust me, I am not a psychopath. I'm Canadian. We wouldn't hurt a fly.
I don't know, Ryan.
I'm getting there, though. More of these games. If society is right about anything, violent video games, people. Yeah, this is a very violent game. You basically play a guy. It's a top-down game. Very similar to... the same sort of mentality behind Super Meat Boy, where you're constantly just trying to complete a level, beating your head against the wall.
You know the Super Meat Boy guys, I'm sorry, are coming out with a new game, and it's called Mugenics.
I know. Is that coming out soon?
I don't know. They only just posted about it like a month and a half ago, saying that they were making it, and now they've been posting updates like kind of once a week with like teasers of characters and stuff. I'm excited. It's Team Meat. And there's cats.
They make cool games. I actually got their the Basement Collection. I guess that's only half the team on Steam, and it's all his like weird sort of story games about his life. It's like we're getting off topic, but like in the indie game movie, he doesn't have a diary. He just makes games to kind of represent bad moments in his life. Do you remember that part? And it's basically all those games. I guess if we wanted to talk about it, I should really play it, and then we could talk about it. But anyways, Hotline Miami.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's fine. That's good stuff. It's a top-down sort of progress through the level by killing everybody in the room and moving on. And you basically play a guy who gets hired to take out a bunch of goons at a specific location. And it's all like sort of Genesis style. It looks so much like I'm playing a Genesis game. I really love how... a lot of these indie titles are just taking these retro styles and running with them, because this one totally does that. And the soundtrack's phenomenal. And it's very brutal. Like, you start off with your fists, and you run in, and you find the first guy, and you got to take him out quick, or else he's going to take you out first. He might have, like, a baseball bat or, God forbid, a gun. So you can punch. That's your first option. And when you punch, he goes down. And then you push the right trigger to kind of grab him. And you have to kill him, or else he'll get back up and get you. So you're just smashing his head against the floor. And there's just 8-bit brains going everywhere. Again, like I said, I'm going to sound like a psychopath here, but if you've played the game, you know it's just... It's a lot of fun, and it just gets worse from there. Like, you get baseball bats, and you're just slamming people. The coolest thing you can do, though, is you can, if an enemy is beside a door, you can burst through the door, which instantly knocks them down, and then you can get them right off the bat, or with a bat, for that matter.
Puns are funny.
Yeah, and there's guns in the game, but really, like, the guns are the worst, because you don't reload, you just shoot them, and they run out of ammo. But the coolest thing you can do, just like an action movie, say your gun's empty, there's a button to throw what's ever in your hand.
Nice.
And you throw, like, the gun or
the bat. Who throws a gun?
Well, if it's empty, like, you could throw whatever you have in your hands, and it just knocks them out, and you can just run over there and pummel them. So, again, like, it's very brutal, and the soundtrack kind of makes it seem like it's this total drug trip. Have you ever seen, what's that,
Fear
Johnny?
And Loathing?
Yes. I knew you would know that. It's just it feels a lot like that. Like, your characters, like, the people you're killing are drug lords, and you're kind of on drugs because there's this psychedelic shit happening, and it's such a weird game. And it
so is it weird fun, like you're recommending people should play?
Yes,
it, or is it weird, like, whoa?
No, it's weird fun, and I think just the way the game makes you feel as you're brutally killing all these people is just, it's weird. It doesn't glorify it. It's not like, you just killed 16 million people, whoa. It's more like, you know, you took out all those bad guys, good job, and you move on to the next level, right? It's sort of tongue-in-cheek, right? It's not serious. It's definitely not a murder simulation or some sort of
Are you sure? Pretty sure my brains are 8-bit.
Yeah, no. I'm trying to think of the other term they use, but I don't know. It's an indie title. I think it's like $10 on Steam, and it's totally worth checking out.
Yeah. You know what I got for less than $10 this week, Ryan?
What did you get?
I got Lego Lord of the Rings.
Finally.
Finally. Well, you ruined me over the holidays. It's all your fault.
I've been known to do that.
Sent me a tweet saying that Lord of the Rings is $10. And I was like, oh, cool. I'll go pick that up later. And then later happened. And then it was back to full price. And I was just like, gah. So now, anytime I see Lego Lord of the Rings and they're like, oh, I'm only $30. I'm like, yeah, but you were $10. So sorry, Lego Lord of the Rings. So today, somebody sent me a tweet that said, hey, Lego Lord of the Rings is $10 on Green Man Gaming. And I went, yes, winning. Gah.
And you bought it, right?
I bought it, but I also used the 20% off code, which means I actually got it for $8. $8.16,
Did you buy that coffee that we were talking about on Twitter? Or did you save that toonie? You took that toonie and you put it in your pocket and you said, I'm going to use that later.
I did.
And then all the Americans are like, what the hell is a toonie?
What's a toonie?
Nobody knows what that is.
Do I have one? Oh, no. All I have is loonies. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Well, they probably don't know what a loonie is either.
This is a loonie.
There you go. Little education for you. Yeah, that's right.
The $1 coin.
We don't have bills for coins. What up, guys? Canadian show. Deal with it. but most of the stuff we buy online, like said Lego Lord of the Rings, we had to pay in U.S. dollars. So that's...
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of that.
So you probably paid a little more than $8.16.
I probably ended up paying more than $10. Damn it.
So that's good. I'm glad it went back down, because this seemed like totally the game you wanted to play, and I did ruin it for you. But you know what? You got me back, because you paid like $1.50 less.
I did. I paid less than you, which means I'm winning, which makes me very happy.
Yeah, and
I can...
I was just going to say, you're going to tell us how awesome the game is next week, right? You're going to play it.
I am. Actually, I'm planning on playing it tomorrow, so yay.
Sweet. I look forward to hearing about it.
You have it. You're playing it, right?
I played a little bit of it. Like, I was playing co-op, and I totally got lost. It feels like it's such a wandering game. It's weird. Mm. I don't know.
There was a lot of walking in Lord of the Rings.
Well, I'm fine with walking, especially with when there's like little Lego tidbits trinkled in between there to keep you going. But this is just like, it throws you into the Shire, and it's like, here's the Shire. And it's kind of like the overworld, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, every Lego game has like an overworld, but they don't really tell you where to go. Like, it's almost like it's too... It's supposed to be a kid's game. I thought they would tell me where to go. So I'm just like, man, I would totally suck if I was Bilbo Baggins right now. Like, I just would not get anywhere.
You just walk around in circles in the Shire. Yeah. Like, is it done yet?
It's like I just beaten up rocks and grass and stuff to get Lego bricks, but totally didn't go and throw the ring into the great fires of Mordor.
Oh, I see. Spoilers? God!
But that book has been out for 60 years. It's older. It's old enough to be our grandparents. Like, come on.
Details, details. Well, next week I will totally tell you how awesome Lego Lord of the Rings is on my awesome doghouse system. If you want to be just like me, you can use the code THEGAMERSIN when ordering your brand spanking new system to show your love of all things TGI. Big thanks to Doghouse for their continued support of our show. Which brings us to Quickfire News!
I'm not going to do that again, I promise. Diablo 3 game director moves on. Love him or hate him, Jay Wilson is moving on from Diablo 3. In a forum post, Jay said he's looking forward to new projects within Blizzard and will transition over the next few weeks. He also took the opportunity to look back on Diablo 3, stating, I know some of you feel we fell short of our promise to release the game when it's ready. While we're not perfect, we try to make the best decisions we can with the information and knowledge we have at the time. That doesn't mean we always make the right decisions, but if we made a mistake, then I feel we've made... God, this guy's wordy. Screw that. Even while a new game director is being found, development continues on a PvP dueling system, a separate PvP mode, and an expansion.
Obama puts $10 million into violence and video games research. In a speech on Wednesday, President Obama announced $10 million would go to the CDC, which is the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. I don't know where the P is, but I don't know. They just drop things in America, I guess. To fund research into the causes of gun violence, specifically video games. I was pissed at first, thinking it was a waste of resources, but since there have already been studies and no link is found, it would be nice to have a high-profile study come out vindicating video games. Stephen Colbert also gave a speech on his show about the link between video games and real life, reminiscing about the era after SimCity came out and all teenagers went on to be urban planners.
Yeah, you forgot to mention why we don't care, because it's not our $10 million, it's the American taxpayers' $10 million.
It's still $10 million!
That could be used to build some sort of giant video game museum, I don't know. A lot of money. Fallout teases maybe for a TV show. Last week, we talked about a possible Fallout 4 tease by the voice actor behind popular wasteland DJ 3Dog. This week, another tidbit of info has been added to the rumor fire. Bethesda filed a trademark on January 8th, identifying the document as a patent for entertainment services in the nature of an ongoing television program set in a post-nuclear apocalyptic world. Could we possibly be getting a Fallout TV show? Or is this just Bethesda going after Fallout Nuka Break? And Fallout 4 is still behind the tease from last week. One would hope we could live in a world with Fallout 4, Fallout TV show, and Nuka Break. But I have a feeling this story is about to break wide open pretty soon.
Steam Guides goes live. Steam Guides went live yesterday on Valve's digital game distribution platform. The service allows users to create and find tips, tricks, and walkthrough guides for their favorite games by uploading screenshots, images, and YouTube videos. Guides are even available in-game. As of 6 o'clock Eastern tonight, there were a total of 1,497 guides available at steamcommunity.com/guides. Users can also rate guides, which will hopefully allow people to better filter out the quality from the crap. Can't wait to dive into all of these.
And 1,400 of those were copied from GameFAQs. I'm on fire. Nintendo merging hardware teams. No, I'm literally on fire. Next month, Nintendo is bringing its console and handheld hardware teams under one roof in an attempt to allow greater collaboration. The company hopes the move will promote better sharing of technology and know-how, plus cost-saving cooperation on new R&D projects. Personally, I'm surprised the move has taken them this long. Am I the only one who remembers Pac-Man Versus or the wonderful Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles on the GameCube? Probably.
I have that.
Oh, you good. You know, where you connect the Game Boy Advances to your GameCube and then they act as controllers and stuff.
Except that I didn't have a Game Boy Advance.
Oh, I'm the only one. That was so much fun. I only did it once when I had all my rich friends over, evidently. They were rich.
Oh, are you done?
That's yeah, it. Now I'm done. You're welcome to throw a stab in there if you want.
No, I'm kidding. PS4s will have 50% more computational power than the Xbox 720, or whatever they end up calling their next-gen consoles. So first off, teraflops does not sound like a real thing. I know it is, but come on. Teraflops? That name's really funny. And apparently the PS4 will have 1.84 of them, where the next-gen Xbox will only have 1.23 of them for a 50% boost in computational power. The Xbox, however, does better in another category. More rumors pouring out of CES have the PS4 at 4 gigs of RAM, while the Xbox will be at 8. Both are rumored to include Blu-ray capability. That's all, folks. So the days of Xbox gamers switching discs seems to be a thing of the past. Which one will come out on top? I, for one, will be choosing based on two things. First, cost. Second, does the controller fit my crazy long fingers? Because the current PlayStation controller is too tiny. Look for official announcements from both companies coming sometime late in March.
Oh, that one's just too easy. I'm not going to touch that one. Skyrim DLC finally coming to the PS3. Finally! For all those Skyrim PS3 owners who are sick of Lydia bugging them to go on another grand adventure, you now have that opportunity. Although, come on, that werewolf chick is totally the better companion and way less annoying. Also hotter. Although, no, I read that already. Anyways, all three pieces of DLC will hit at some point in February, starting with Dragonborn, then a week later, Hearthfire, and finally Dawnguard in oddly the opposite order that they were released. And to make up for the lateness, all three packs will be 50% off in their respective launch weeks. Oh, and don't worry, PC owners. Dragonborn will launch on February 5th. Happy Skyrimming. Damn it.
Skyrimming!
I thought we stopped using that word.
Never. Never. 343 says the next Halo title will be much better. Despite the success of Halo 4, 343 Industries franchise director Frank O'Connor says the next Halo title will be much better. The team at 343 is now a tight-knit group who altered a game engine and expanded the universe. Many features were cut from Halo 4, and the team was hit with many glitches and DLC fiascos. Connor's blog post promised a much stronger showing from the team on Halo 5, which should delight gamers everywhere, as it seems, in general, fans of the Halo franchise were delighted with 343's first offering. Which brings us into our topic of the week. So this week, we thought we would talk gaming gadgets with you, because I, for one, just have my regular stuff that came with the system, so I don't have any fancy gaming, you know, headsets or keyboards or anything, and I was looking last week at some keyboards that had cool light-up things and, you know, all the flashy gaming keyboard stuff. So I think we're gonna talk some gadgets. So, Ryan, what did your setup look like?
I could take the camera off and show it. No, I'm just kidding.
God, don't do that. We've had enough tech issues tonight.
Yeah. It's like, I can't get it working again. I have a, like, for PC gaming in general, I have a G19 Logitech keyboard. That's really the only, like, standout sort of piece of tech I have. And it has, like, the macro keys on the side, which I don't really use. Mm. It feels like a good
that
keyboard.
I find with the keyboard is the one thing I feel like I might actually use is macro keys. Mm-hmm. I think they're really cool.
They are.
I don't use macros yet, but I feel like I will when I get more spells in WoW. Because right now, my spells, like my rotation is very short. It's really manageable. It's easy. But I feel like later on when I get access to more things and I have to think about it a little bit more, macro keys would probably be really helpful. So I don't know, like you play WoW, but what level is your character? Have I out-leveled you yet?
No, my level is like 86.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm up there.
I don't know why, but I thought you were like 60-something, and I was like, oh, I'm so close. I'm 67. Maybe I beat Ryan. No.
I do have a few 60s, so.
A few 60s. So what I have managed to accomplish in the last year of my life, you have a few of.
Yeah, but I you got to remember, I've been playing for like 7 years on and off. So,
yeah,
I mean,
still.
If anything, you should be holding that over me because I wasted. Oh, no, I shouldn't say that. There's probably a lot of people who play WoW. We are on the A-Move Network. But yeah, 7 years of my life thrown into a bunch of WoW characters. But I mean, back to tech. the G19 keyboard is awesome because it has like this. The reason I'm looking down, folks, in case you're wondering, is because there's an actual color LCD screen on this thing, and can be used for on the old G15 keyboard. It was just like I don't know how to describe it, like one of those old school displays. Like it looked like a calculator display. You know what I'm saying? Like the black on gray kind of thing.
Yeah,
and it would be used for like ammo count and like when you load a specific game. Like I'm looking at my profiles here, and it has like profiles for like Skyrim. It'll tell you like how many arrows you have and how much mana and health you have and how much XP into the next level and stuff. It's really neat. Like it's just a look at it and you can kind of get a view.
Hang on 1 second. The chat room is asking you to please hold up your keyboard if you wouldn't mind,
because so this way I'm not looking down. Look at this thing. Look at this. Can you see it?
That's pretty hardcore.
Yeah, look at that screen. Let's see that. Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Just be careful not to bang my mic.
I was going to say, yeah, don't bang the mic or the monitor or
my
the network connection. You watch your cables, mister.
Oh, don't worry. It's wireless. You can't. But, yeah, no, it's an interesting keyboard. I would suggest this one if you're going to get one, because the Logitech just makes great tech. I'm sure a lot of people would disagree. I mean, you can go to Walmart and pick up the WoW specific one, but if you want to get one with macros, and it has like media keys as well and all that fun stuff and different lighting options, if you're feeling like you're in the purple mood, you can switch to purple.
Which I'm totally not going to lie, lighting options was like one of the things. I was just like, that would be amazing. I want to choose what my lighting is to reflect my mood. I could be red or green or blue or some combination. Which,
sure, you can change the color.
So the one that I was looking at was I'm going to say this wrong, so just whatever. The Satech Cyborg gaming keyboard, which is one of those ones that, what?
Satech's all right.
Satech. Okay, sorry. Satech. Close enough.
Cytek, I had one of their early ones. Like, the first gaming keyboard I bought was a Cytek. And I'm no, like, tech guru, but the Cytek ones, I find just Logitech makes such great. I own everything Logitech when it comes to, like, gadgets, I guess. Like, my camera's Logitech, my mouse, my keyboard. Sponsored by Logitech.
Yeah, but, really?
No, we're not sponsored by Logitech. I don't know. I haven't read any reviews on the Cytek. It's wired, right? That's the other thing I should say, is that, like, if you're going to get a keyboard for, like, a gaming PC, get a wired one. And then if you want to do the whole, like, computer hooked up to your TV thing, buy, like, a cheapy wireless one just to, like, launch games and stuff.
I found almost all of the more expensive, more features, everything else were all wired. And I have no problem with that. Like, my keyboard is right next to my tower. Not a big deal, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like it must be. Even though I know wireless technology, you know, gone way far ahead and everything else, I feel that power and, you know, like it would be more powerful and faster and more responsive, I would think, than a wireless keyboard. But I mean, you know, like I said, technology's changed a lot lately. So the thing that I really liked about this one, other than there's like 6 macro keys on either side, was that it has like metal coated keys. So like your WASDs and your spacebar and your arrow keys, they're all metal coated. So they don't wear out like plastic ones would. Which I thought would be awesome, except that I don't use those keys. I use, like, my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 specifically that I feel like I'm just bashing the shit out of every time I play WoW, so.
Do your fireball. I don't care if it's on cooldown. You should really wait for the cooldown. That usually helps. But, I mean, yeah, that sounds neat, actually. I like I said, I haven't really seen the Cytek in a long time, but With the macro, there's like 12 macro keys times three, because you can have three different sets of presets. And the cool thing, I don't know about SciTech, but when a lot of games support the G series keyboard, so you don't even have to go and download a profile. It just says, like, I already, like, looking at my profiles here, like Left 4 Dead, Dragon Age 2, The Witcher 2, Portal 2, Battlefield 3, they'll just automatically set all your macro keys for you.
Cool.
And so, like, you can see, like, oh, one of them opens up the comm map, another one opens up your skill tree. For WoW, you'd probably want to set your own macros. Mm-hmm. Same with StarCraft, I guess, as well. But yeah,
that's another thing, is like, I'm kind of getting to the point in WoW where I'm starting to learn a lot of the, like, higher end spells. Like, you know, there aren't that many. I think I probably have one page in my spell book that I don't know now. So, you know, I'm getting up there skills-wise there. I'm absolutely loving StarCraft 2 still. Like, mm-hmm. It's freaking awesome. I love it. So, you know, I'm starting to get into more games that I feel would benefit from a better keyboard. And I should mention, too, mouse. Like, I just have a regular... I can't lift it up because the wire's not long enough. But it's just, like, a regular two-button and a scroll wheel Logitech mouse. Like, there's literally nothing fancy about it, so...
Well, yeah, a lot of people differ on the mouse subject. Like, I have a nicer sort of Logitech. This is the Logitech MX. There's a couple of versions above this, and I think they've actually released a new MX. But this doesn't have many special sort of buttons. It's got the two keys and a couple back and forth. But I don't use the extra buttons. Although, mind you, for vent, I find it's really handy just to use this button here.
Oh, to have a push to talk, yeah.
You don't even have to move your hands. You can totally be... It's like... hands free, you can still shoot people and command your dudes while you're, you know, talking to your buddy about how you totally pwned somebody.
My push to talk button is actually the alt button, because in StarCraft, if you like control one, control two to set your hotkeys, right? Mm-hmm. So I found that I was like talking when I didn't want to talk, or, you know, like just I was doing weird things because the control button actually did stuff outside of just push to talk. So right. I changed it to alt, but now alt has a whole lot of functions.
Yeah.
I'll be talking and then I'll go to do something and then all of a sudden WoW will disappear and I'm like, oh, oops.
Right, tab.
Because, like, alt-tab when you're, like, tabbing between enemies, and then you push to talk, and then you tab, and then WoW goes away. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't suggest... definitely a wireless mouse. If you're going to get an upgrade, go wireless. That's the one thing that I would strongly suggest. Again, I have a Logitech mouse, and I find they've always been the most reliable for me. But you can go out and get, like I said, you can get, like, a specific... like Warcraft mouse from I've seen them.
Which I saw that at Best Buy and I had it in my hand and I was just like, oh, you're so pretty. Oh, I really want you. Look
they
at
do
you
look
with
nice.
Your fancy red lights.
Yeah, that's the other thing is mine's plain. At least my keyboard has lights and shit. This thing's just like gray and black. Kind of boring.
And then I feel like I'm just like, I cannot justify, which is okay. I should probably say the whole reason was I was looking at keyboards and thinking I was going to upgrade this week. Because I feel like I should have a fancy schmancy keyboard and mouse to go with my fancy schmancy new system.
Why not?
Which is awesome, except then it takes my system from, you know, being one price to, like, you know, add another $200 on top of that because I'm getting all these accessories and stuff, which I don't really think I need. And so in the end, I decided not to upgrade my keyboard and mouse because I'm doing just fine right now, kind of.
Wait, I thought your mouse is totally busted.
No, my mouse. No, I got a new keyboard and mouse with the new system.
Right,
so it's just they're just the base type, plain, not fancy gaming keyboards. It's just plain keyboard and mouse. So,
okay.
But yeah, no, my old mouse was really busted.
Well, I think you'll live with the keyboard. Like keyboards, usually, like if the keys feel comfortable, then you can probably live with what you have for the time being. But like I find one of the most annoying things, like when I'm at work and I'm using one of those standard office like mice, it's totally just doesn't feel right. And you get home and you get in your groove with your mouse here and it's like, oh yeah, let's play some video games, right? That's right. It's like the ass groove in the couch, you know? You spend
no
so much time.
Ass groove quite fits your ass properly.
Yeah, again, I'm just reminded of The Simpsons. with the ass groove. But yeah, no, I would strongly suggest going mouse and make sure rechargeable batteries. Because, yeah, like, nobody likes to, you know.
So, okay, I have a question for you about your mouse. Do you have any idea what your DPI is on your mouse? Or do you think that that really makes a difference? Like,
DPI? Like dots per inch?
Well, that's what they all seem to have now.
It's a laser thing, right? I'm looking
for... Yeah, and so it's like, it's a this mouse sensitivity testy thingy. Or standard.
You just said testy.
Shut up. I thought maybe you would let that go, but apparently no.
No, not here on the Gamers Inn. Newly arrived to AMU Network, where no joke is left behind. I don't know about that. All I know is that it makes the thing on the screen move around, and I can click on stuff. I've never had an issue with
I don't think I'm hardcore enough to make it actually make a difference.
You can get
actually,
mice...
Actually, something lower would probably be better, because then I won't be like, boom, there goes my mouse. Oh, there it goes again.
You can get mice with weights sets, like customizable weights. So, like, say you're playing StarCraft where you need, like, super fast mouse movements, and you're like, whoa, you know, you can take all the weights out and have a really light mouse. And then say you're playing, like, I don't know what game you would need for a heavy mouse, maybe a...
Something you'd need a steady hand with.
Yeah, like a sniping game, we'll say. Yeah. I don't know. There are sniping games. And you, like, just load it with weights. So rather than having to duct tape stones to the top of your hand, you can just kind of, like, get in there and, like, slide weights out and stuff. Personally...
You know, normally people duct tape rocks to the top of their hands.
Well, I mean...
How Jocelyn, else do you weight your mouse?
How long have you been playing video games on the PC? I mean, that's like, that's 101 PC gaming.
Apparently, I've been missing out.
Yeah, duct taping stones to your hands. But no, that's too much for me in terms of weights in the mouse. Like, yeah. I said, just get a standard wireless one and you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. So controllers, I have my wired Xbox controller now, and I don't even know of any others. And like, you wrote a similar thing in the notes. I don't know if there are any other PC controllers other than the Xbox One.
Are flight sticks still a thing?
I don't know.
Because I remember when we first got the computer, flight sticks were like this cool thing, you know? Like, flight stick. I'm playing a flying game. And it's sort of like, you can't do that on the consoles, right? It's sort of that PC elitist thing where you have a flight stick and you can control the plane as if it's a real plane, right?
A real flight.
Yeah. I don't know what I was saying, but, you know, it's same with the steering wheel thing. Like, I've never owned a steering wheel. I just sort of get by with my Xbox.
Do you have the Mario Kart one?
Oh, well, yeah, that doesn't count. That's like a piece of plastic.
It counts. I totally steer better when I have the actual plastic wheel.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I suppose it counts, but it's not a PC thing. I don't know.
That's true.
But yeah, other than that, like, I can't really think of any other like sort of controller for your PC.
I can't either. So Xbox wins.
Yeah. No.
But in terms of headphones, like, I mean, you being the guy who just is hardcore, well, maybe not hardcore into audio, but, you know, like, you love your soundtracks, you know, and it's just, I'm not a soundtrack person. I mean, like, I get the gist. So I use these little earbuds.
Right.
And Joel's just like, he doesn't even know how I do it because they have the crappiest sound ever. And I'm just kind of like, meh, whatever. I know what an explosion sounds like. I can imagine it in my brain.
Well, I mean, I got nice headphones because I'm wearing them for long periods of time. And also I usually have a tenant upstairs upstairs or like in the next room and stuff. And, you know, they don't really like to hear. I've actually had the person upstairs come down and say, like, I hear gunshots. Can you please turn down?
Can you turn down your gunshots, please?
Yeah, like, your murder simulator is keeping my baby awake. And, yeah, I don't know. It doesn't go over well. And these are the SteelSeries 7H USB headset. So it's like it comes with its own little sound card via USB. It's kind of neat, that little thing there.
Yeah,
and it actually allows you to connect it to your PS3 and use it as a headset for that too.
There's fancy.
There's a dongle for the Xbox, but I don't have it. I've been trying to look for it, but I used this when we first started recording The Gamers In, and that's where we were getting that weird feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's very close to your to the speaker in your ear.
Yeah, I guess I should see that thing pops out. That's your mic.
Yeah.
And I think it was just the feedback, but you can, it comes with two different sets of cushions. So you can get these are the nice comfy ones for the show, so I can hear what I'm saying. But you can get the noise canceling ones that fit. They're like suction cups to your ears, and it's just, you can just hear everything, and it's simulated surround sound. So it sounds like gunfire is coming behind you and beside you and stuff. It's
really, which is something cool. I miss out on having just the earbuds, is that I don't get the whole surround sound. I get the stereo, the one or the other, but I don't get the whole surround sound thing.
It sounds flat.
Yeah. We did buy headphones that we use with the Xbox that I can use with the PC, but they're similar style to the ones that you've got. They're the Turtle Beach, but they're the X12s, I think.
Oh, okay.
And I find them, they're too heavy. And they push right on. I don't think anybody who listens to the show knows this, but I have really bad jaw problems. So they push right here, just below and beside my ears, which for me, I can't wear them for much longer than about 45 minutes.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, right, Ryan. Ryan can
see me. I'm guessing.
Right in front of my ears, kind of. Right where my jaw kind of. Yeah, right there.
Oh, you got stop. It. Stop. Just say, yeah. Am I warm or am I cold? Yeah.
You're good.
Okay.
So they push right there, and so they cause me actual physical pain, so I don't wear them very often.
That's no fun.
But just when we play multiplayer on Mass Effect, actually, which maybe that's why I rage so much when we play multiplayer Mass Effect.
Just don't spike your headphones. You'll never live it down.
we're referencing you breaking your controller again, because I think that's the third episode in a row where we've done that, because I find it so funny.
The guy Twitter keeps bugging me about it. Something about insurance fraud, and then he brings up the controller.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know or don't follow us on Twitter, we got memed after our last episode, which is the best thing ever and made me laugh for a long, long time. So you should go look that up on Twitter, because it was awesome.
Well, I'll put it in the show notes or something.
Oh, yeah, we can totally put it in the show notes. We still have those.
Yes, we do. We have a website. That's probably where you're watching this right now, or downloaded it. What about speakers? Is that still a thing that people
I don't have speakers. Okay. I just use the earbuds whenever I'm sitting down to the computer, but I do miss it, especially, although, since Joel and I, we cohabitate, so same thing with you and Ashley, is that I'm sure that when I'm sitting here blowing things up, he doesn't necessarily want to hear it. Or even if it's, people talking with, story stuff, then, it can be distracting if he's in the other room doing his art thing, so... You know that art thing with the stuff that he does?
He draws stuff for a living. Last I checked, he's doing pretty well, right?
So he, so it's a little bit distracting, I think, sometimes, and depending on what he's doing, so I always just earbuds. But with him not here over the last couple days, I've been sitting here and I'm like, I really wish I had big surround, boom, when I play in Call of Duty, and, it's awesome, but, or it would be awesome. Except I don't have speakers. So I don't know. Do you ever use speakers?
I do when I'm on the computer here. I have a set of speakers, and they're set up for 5.1. But as you can see, I don't really have anywhere I can put the back speakers. So I've just sort of got the center channel and the left and the right here. But they're 6 or 7 years old. So they still work. They could probably be replaced. But they work. And the bass obviously works, because it annoys the person upstairs. And, if with explosions, you can really hear that boom, right? So I just wish I could use them more often. I can't. I have to walk outside, check if the person's car is there. And if she's not, it's sweet, let's make some noise, And then she gets home, and the first thing she does is walk down here and be like, I'm going to turn it out. I know, I'm mean. I'm such a bad person. Just living my life.
So that pretty much wraps up our show for this week and brings us to listener feedback, which we don't have any, but what we would love to hear about is what you guys use for your setups with your WoW playing and your StarCraft playing, because I know the people on Amove are big fans of the Blizzard. So are you guys using special anything? Mouse, keyboard? Did we totally butcher our tech talk? Please let us know. You can visit us on the web at gamersinpodcast.com, where you can find our live feed, our live chat, and our forums. You can email the show at info@gamersinpodcast.com. Or you can follow us on Twitter. You can find me, Jocelyn, at GISGamer, Ryan, at RMurphy, and don't forget to follow the show at The Gamers Inn. You can also find us on Facebook or Google+. And don't forget to leave us an iTunes review, as it's the best way for our show to reach new listeners. Ryan is rolling his eyes and doing a
little dancing. I'm not rolling my eyes.
Before we go, I just want to give a quick shout out and thank you to my brother Greg for creating our awesome music. You can find him on Twitter at SoundsInfluence. We would also like to thank Jill Duggan of StarCrossed Online, who drew our Twitter avatars and created our logo. You can find him on Twitter at Jill Duggan, or read his stomach. Comic.
Don't read his stomach. He's been eating Ottawa food. It's not good.
Read his comic at StarCrossedOnline.com. Thanks for staying at the Gamers Inn, and remember to tune in next week.
How's it going? Oh my god, what a fast week. Are you having issues?
I am having issues. I think we're going to have to stop the stream. I'm really sorry.
You need to pause the video.
God damn it. Son of a bitch. Whore. Gah.
Next week. Next week we'll get it. Next week.
The whole post show is just us going typing. They had a little funk, so... Which is the best last name ever.
I had that last week, too. I was out of work for 2 days. It was...